Hey everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. I'm super excited to have you listening to my podcast, where every single week I will give you top tips on network marketing, building your business on social media, motivation, and much more. If you're listening on Apple, make sure you give me a 5-star review. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you screenshot this podcast, pop it on your Instagram story, and tag me on Instagram. Thank you so much. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode. So today I am going to share with you a couple of truth bombs and a couple of difficulties and things that I have kind of gone through in the last few weeks, which I used, don't want to be this person, but I used as an excuse to not be serious about my business and not actually take my business as seriously as before. So firstly, I want to say that remember, in your business, in any business, it's effort based. You cannot expect to, you know, just not show up like the next level version of yourself and not show up like a business owner, not show up seriously in terms of your business and what you're doing and the action you're taking, and expect for everything to be better than usual, for sales to be amazing. You know, you have to put the work in. If you want to make money, if you want to be successful in any industry, you need to start taking action. You need to be consistent. So the last couple of weeks for me, gone through a couple of difficult things in my personal life, and was just not acting like, you know, part of the 2 or 1% in my industry. You know, was still working my business, of course, was still there for my team, but my attitude changed. I got distracted, you know, partying, going out, and just not surrounding myself with the right type of people. We always say we are the sum of the people that we surround ourselves with most. And if you follow me on Instagram, actually yesterday, you may have seen that I was with Eric and Marina Wari, and oh my gosh, it was just has completely lit a rocket up my butt, completely inspired me. And I know that this was a sign from the universe to kind of just stop on my tracks, pivot, and really just change the trajectory of where I was going with my business and personal life. So you'll see also, if you follow me on Instagram, that in February, on the 8th of February, when I was living back in London this year, so like 5 months ago, I had just finished looking and viewing one of the GoPro virtual events. So I attended one of the virtual GoPro events, and it was an amazing conference online. My team was all on it. We were super, super inspired. And one of the speakers, I can't remember who it was, it may have been Jesse Lee or Emily Vavra or even Eric Wari, can't remember, but they talked about how you are the sum of the people you surround yourself with most. And if you want to be successful, you need to plug in virtually and physically also surround yourself with people that inspire you to take action, inspire you to dream bigger, work harder, move faster, and just realize that you are so worthy of everything that you want in life. So I remember writing on my vision board, okay, well, I want to be as successful as Eric Wari. I want to have that life. So I want to help thousands or even millions of people like he does in this incredible network marketing industry that we're in. So I kind of wrote on my vision board, I am friends with Eric Wari. And I remember the time I was kind of laughing, but at the same time, as I was writing it, I also didn't think that this was out of reach. I had no resistance towards this goal. I was like, well, you know what? This, of course, this could happen. You know, I'm a powerful creator. I can manifest anything that I want in my life. I'm successful in my network marketing industry, so I'm going to make it my mission to become friends with and surround myself with incredible people that inspire me to level up in life. So 5 months on, I'm in Greece. I live in the most random village. It's not anywhere where any kind of tourists go. It's mostly just all Greek people that come from the city on the weekends just to stay here. And I noticed I was following, obviously, Marina was following her Instagram stories a couple of days ago, and saw that she was in Greece, saw that they had rented the most amazing massive super yacht for a couple of weeks to sail around on. And I was just like, oh my gosh, the power of this industry. Like, look, when you help and you change so many people's lives, you get paid and you become so successful that you're able to rent like a massive super yacht. I was like, goals. So what I did was, I was like, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get. And this is in business as well. If you don't ask, especially network marketing, if you don't ask people to take a look at your business or your products, you don't get. You don't get sales. You don't get the success. So you have to, you know, ask people and speak to people. So I messaged Marina on Instagram, just did not think she would reply, and was like, hey, Marina, super random, but I'm based in an amazing place called Porto Heli. If you guys are sailing, you should definitely pop by. I could meet you at Nikki Beach. And, you know, give you some recommendations for where to go and stuff. And she replied straight away. I was like, oh my gosh. And she said, you know, hey, Kristen, thanks so much for the recommendation. I'll let you know. And we all know in network marketing, when someone says, I'll let you know, that means basically they're not going to let us know. Thanks for the message. I will never speak to you again. The next day, she gave me her WhatsApp. I was messaging her on WhatsApp. I was like, oh my gosh, this is just wild. Like, I'm literally creating what I had on my vision board. Was messaging Marina on WhatsApp, and the next day her, Eric, and their family were all here. And obviously, you know, when, if you see my Instagram, I went and spoke to them. I got a big kick up the bum from Eric on, in terms of like my podcast and leveling up and treating my business seriously. And he really created such an amazing vision for me. And he followed me on Instagram, and obviously on my vision board it says I am friends with Eric Wari. And he messaged me on Instagram when he left Porto Heli. They went back on the boat and he said, so nice to meet a new friend. And I was like, this is literally basically word for word what I had on my vision board. I'm friends with Eric Wari, and he messaged me, met him. He was super nice. He sent a really nice supportive video into my team group chat for my business, and messaged me, so nice to meet a new friend. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is just wild. So that really had a massive effect on my energy, and I feel like that whole encounter was really sent to me by the universe to give me a shake and tell me, what are you doing? You need to treat your business even more seriously. And I know most of us don't really have maybe the opportunity right now to just have Eric Wari swing in on a super yacht into our lives and give us a shake, most of us anyway. But I want you to take this as a sign and a learning lesson from me, that if you feel like right now you've not been treating your business seriously. I know that it's summer, and I know that with all the lockdown and everything in the world, everyone's starting to find freedom and be able to travel again and go out partying and all that sort of stuff. And by all means, yes, have fun, do that, have a life. But also, you need to be conscious of your decisions and the life choices you are making right now, and compare them with the lifestyle that you have on your vision board and that you want to create. This is something for the last month or so that I definitely was not doing. I was not treating my business like a business. I was, you know, I'm trying to obviously get to the very, very top level of my company, complete the compensation plan, but my actions were not reflecting that at all. I was not protecting my energy. I was oversharing. I was not showing up on social media like I was before. And my paycheck reflected that as well. You know, your paycheck in network marketing always reflects how many people's lives you've impacted and how many people you've helped, either with your incredible products. All the products in network marketing companies are incredible. They have to be, because it's network marketing. But yeah, so look at your paycheck now. Look at your last couple of paychecks and ask yourself, are you happy with those paychecks? Or do you feel like, oh my gosh, this is just not where I need to be. This is not the size of the paycheck that I need in my life and that I expected, okay? And take full responsibility for that, okay? It's not time for blaming. It's not time for blaming your company. It's not time for blaming it's the summer, or this happened, or my company aren't producing enough new product, or blah blah blah. It's all just BS excuses that are holding just you back, no one else, just yourself, well, also your team back and your future team back as well. So here I am, I'm giving you a virtual shake to wake up. Like myself, I've given myself a virtual shake and a physical shake yesterday and the last couple of days, to just wake up and treat your business seriously and really start showing up like the version of yourself you aspire to be, or any other leaders. Have a look right now in your industry, people that are in your industry, or even top income earners in your company. Have a look at how they're showing up. Have a look at how consistent they're being. And most importantly, have a look at their energy. If you go to any conferences like GoPro or even things like Tony Robbins events, you will always see that the most successful people in any of those industries, they have a certain type of energy. They have that passion. They have conviction. They know where they're going. They're sharing the belief. There's no option of failure. Failure is just not an option. Okay. So ask yourself, is failure an option for you? Are you dipping your toe in and out of your business, which I take full responsibility for? I totally have been doing that. But what matters is, you know, it's a learning curve. What matters is if you've been doing the same thing and maybe you haven't been showing up like you should be for the level that you're trying to get to in your business, then it's time now to be able to have that self-control and to shake yourself and say, I am making a commitment. I'm making a pact with myself that I'm going to treat my business differently. I'm going to make some of those sacrifices to live the life that I want. Okay. You do have to make some sacrifices in your life if you want to be part of the 2 or 1%, if you want to change people's lives, if you want to have an impact on the lives of people around you, you want to create a certain type of lifestyle for yourself, you want to, you know, do incredible life-changing things. I'm going to tell you now, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. You are going to have to make some sacrifices. By all means, like I said, have fun. And the more fun you can have while building your business and taking action, the better. This is literally how I built to, you know, the third level, the level before the top of my compensation plan in my company. Like the first like couple of months where I was moving super, super fast, I was so in such big high action, taking so much action, but it was fun action. It wasn't like I'm dreading sitting at my desk all day, I'm taking so much action but I'm miserable. I was out doing events, I was having fun, I was sharing the vision, I was meeting people in person. If you're like me, I love being around people, I need people, I need people's energy. So hiding behind a phone screen has been, you know, a bit of a struggle for me in lockdown in the last year. But being able now to, even though I'm in Greece and even though I'm currently in a country where my brand doesn't operate, I'm meeting so many people who are international and they are based in those countries, they're here on vacation, that I'm meeting up with now and I'm able to speak to and share the vision and the power of this incredible brand and business that I'm part of and that I'm a leader in. So have a look at your vision. If you feel like you're demotivated, if you feel like you don't have any energy to build your business, if you feel like maybe you're paralyzed, you're frozen, you're freezing now because you don't know what action to take, or maybe you've taken a break from your business, you haven't been consistent. So now you're like, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do, how do I even build my business? I can't even remember how to speak to people, I don't even know how to show up on social media. It's not because you have a lack of motivation, it's because you have a lack of clarity. You have a lack of clarity on your vision and where you're going and maybe why you're building your business. And you also have a lack of clarity on what it is that you need to do. So this is why we are so lucky in the network marketing industry and space that we have so many mentors in our teams. We're surrounded by mentors, we're surrounded by successful people, we're surrounded by free podcasts like this one, we're surrounded by, you know, our companies all produce conferences and events and all this sort of inspirational material. We have things like GoPro, we have podcasts like Fraser Brooks, there's so much free, valuable, and even books on network marketing. Thousands of books on network marketing. There is so much information readily available to you, so there is zero excuses. Guys, I have people in my company that I know that are top income earners that didn't even have an upline, okay? They had someone, they joined the business, and then all of their uplines quit, yet they're still a top income earner in their company because they were bigger than their excuses. They didn't let the lack of, I don't have someone to tell me what to do so I can't be successful. No, they didn't use that excuse. They just took initiative and they took control of their business and they acted like a business owner. And they, you know, read the books, they attended the conferences, they attended the extracurricular activities, they took initiative, they taught themselves on how to generate sales, they taught themselves social media, they taught themselves how to do events. So how I want want to ask you now, how badly do you really want it? Are you prepared to get out of your comfort zone? Are you prepared to teach yourself? Are you prepared to do the early mornings and the late nights? Are you prepared to around your job, like I did, you know, working three jobs for the first couple months that I was building my network marketing business? Are you prepared to sacrifice some hours sleep? Are you prepared to sacrifice, even like on my birthday, I was staying in because I was about to hit the very first level of my compensation plan. I sacrificed that night out. I remember sitting there being excited about, you know what, I'm sacrificing my birthday to work my business to get to the next level so that for the rest of my life, all my birthdays can be amazing and I can have fun. Okay, so live like most people won't for a short amount of time and focus and, you know, yeah, make those sacrifices to live the life that most people won't have. Okay, because most people are just, you know, they have an employee mindset. They have that fixation on, okay, today I'm going to focus just on today and tomorrow. I'm not going to focus on the shorter term goals, the longer term goals. A lot of people don't focus on those goals because they're actually scared of what that means to them. They're scared because they know that the lifestyle they're currently living is not going to be able to support and create those dreams and those visions and those goals. You have the choice now to, you know, have those visions and those dreams and those goals and live, you know, the life that you're currently living, not make any changes, which is amazing. That's totally fine. Do what you want to do. But I'm right now, I'm speaking to the people that want to be part of the 1 in 2%. If you are dedicated, you're willing to put in the work and take the action, then you're going to need to make some sacrifices now and change how you've been showing up. If you want different in your life and in your business, you need to show up and act differently. You need to change something because nothing changes if nothing changes. So just to recap as well, reminder, I want you to get clear with your vision. Get really, really specific. Like for example, with me, I found a house a year ago online. It's like in a mansion in Ireland that it's my dream to buy this house and convert it and do it up. I don't just have that. It's on my vision board, it's my screensaver for my iPad, it's the screensaver for my phone, it's the lock screen, the home screen. I've got those photos printed out in person, it's all over my vision board. But not only that, I do so many visualizations exercises of this house that I want to live in. I'm not just like, okay, let's pop a photo on my vision board. No. I have mapped out the financial plan of paying the mortgage for this or even paying up front for this if I work super, super hard in my business. I've picked out the fire and ball paint that I want to paint the door, the color of the paint. I literally sit and visualize the emotions of me walking through the door the first time when I get the keys. I know exactly what I want to change the kitchen up to be like. I know exactly like the bedding and everything that I want to place in the bedrooms. So get specific, because when you really get specific on the details, it feels more realistic and you'll take more action to get yourself there. So getting really, really specific with your goals. But right now, again, I'm asking you, how have you been showing up in terms of your business? Have you been showing up as the 1 or 2%? I hold my hands up and I say, I absolutely have not been doing that at all. And it's been reflected in my business and my sales and my team sales and how they've been showing up. Because your team, your current team or your future team, your team will always only ever do 50% of what you're doing. So if they're only doing 50% of what you're currently doing, are you happy with that level of activity? And if you're not, it's time for you to change and show up even more and be more disciplined and be more dedicated and be more committed. So if you follow me on Instagram as well, what I did this morning was I declared my goals on my Instagram story. I got my entire team to do the same thing. After our training call, I asked them, okay guys, before I let you leave, I want you to take a photograph of this team training or a screenshot of the Zoom call, and underneath it I want you to write out your declaration of the level, not the earnings, the level of the business that you're committed to getting to in the next 90 days. So even if you're not on my team, if you're just listening to this, and even if you're not in network marketing, do the same thing. I know it can be big and scary to post all over social media that you're declaring your goals, or you're going to be at this certain level in the next 90 days, or you're going to be doing this or accomplish this or lose this amount of weight or do this, hit whatever goal it is. I know it's scary, but guys, it's going to keep you accountable, and it's something I would really, really recommend doing. Sometimes it's going to even just scare you into taking your business more seriously. Okay, so if you enjoyed this podcast episode, I just felt super inspired there, especially after meeting Eric Warry yesterday and Marina, and just getting some words of wisdom and just kind of reassessing where I was going with my life and my business. I felt really just inspired to kind of share that with you and give you guys a virtual shake. But if you felt inspired or you enjoyed this quick episode, please screenshot it, post it on your story, even take a quick screen recording and post it on Instagram, share it with your teams or whoever you feel needs to hear this today. But I'm sending you all the love. I'm sitting on the beach in Greece recording this episode of the podcast, literally living my vision board life. Thanks to, you know, working super, super hard in my business for the last 2.5 years. I know you can do the same thing. You are worthy of all the success. You're worthy of all the abundance, and you have everything that it takes within you to get to the level of your business and in the level of your life that you want to be at. So sending you all the love, all the kisses. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys very soon. Bye.